All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with Lust Academy, so let's get started. Now I need to get a strand of Frida's hair and harvest the flower. But I can only do those two things at night, and I've got a lot of time to kill before then. What do I see here? Haley sitting by the fountain all by herself. Maybe she can keep me company. Yo, Haley! Hey, are you going out? Yep, I had a feeling that if I went to the fountain, I'd find you. Pardon me. Ooh, sinuses are bad today, guys. And my intuition was right. Well, you're smiling, but your eyes tell me you have something on your mind. Someone's perceptive. Yes, I've been thinking a lot today. About life, family, you know, it's so strange. I realize that I can't call my parents' house my home. I've lived there my whole life, and now, I can't say that I felt bad there when I was on winter break. Not at all. But everything was so different. I'm so happy to finally be back at the academy. I didn't realize how much I love this place. Well, you're growing up. The time comes, and we leave our parents' nest to start our own new journey in the vast world. Sooner or later, it happens, and I think it's really cool. I think you got an eyelash stuck right there. You know what that means? Oh, it tickles. What's it mean? It means you have to blow on it and make a wish. It's easy. Do I have to say it out loud? It won't work if you tell me. Here we go. How are things with your parents? I remember you felt a little uncomfortable telling them what's going on in your life. They don't know you're a magician, do they? Yeah, I used to feel guilty about lying to them all the time. And sadly, my mom knew I was holding something back. And that tension in the air. We were cooking, shopping, and walking together. Everything was great. Then my mom started asking about my life, and things got tense again. I don't know what to do anymore. Oh, I'm sure we can find a solution. And you don't have to lie to your parents. Huge difference between omitting and lying. Heh, it just feels a little unfair. Keeping the truth from people closest to you is how you'll survive and protect them. Am I wrong? No, you're right. I shouldn't have brought it up. There I go, ruining the mood. Gotta fix this, and I think I have an idea. A little distraction could be a good thing. Push aside the sad thoughts for now. We'll deal with them later, okay? For now, let me show you something. What do you want to show me, Grim? It's getting late. Let's go, come on. Trust me, Haley. Oh, this is wonderful. I rarely see a sky as beautiful as this. I just went for a walk and happened to pass by here a few days ago. And just wow! Looking at the night sky makes me dream of a future filled with joy and opportunities. But seeing this beauty all alone makes me so sad. I wanted to share this with someone important. Oh, Grim, are you being serious? Honestly, I'm a terrible liar. Also, I'd have no reason to lie to you. I'm so lucky to have you in my life. I've been thinking about you, about us, and those thoughts, they always make me smile. Her voice is shaking. She's being honest with me. Oh, Haley. I missed your lips so much. They're so full, soft, and tasty. You know I've been thinking a lot about us too, Haley. Oh, really? I dream about you every night, and every other woman. And when I wake up, I'm the happiest guy on the planet. I bet you are. Ah, when I'm with you, nothing else matters. I've never felt like this before. So, Haley, there's something I want to ask you. Will you be my girlfriend? Your girlfriend? Grim, you've got like 5 others. How in the world am I going to be your girlfriend? Don't you think we're moving a little fast? Oh no, do you? Grim, I have feelings for you. You're so important to me. But I'm just not ready for a relationship yet. And honestly, I'm so caught up in my studies. I can't have distraction. There's too much at stake, but I can't lose you either. Let's just leave things how they are. Please, I hope you'll understand. Okay, Haley, I'll wait, as long as it takes. She still loves me, right? If she needs more time, well, I'd do anything for her. Let's just sit here and stare at the night sky for a while. Would be a shame to not enjoy this beautiful view. My heart skipped a beat just thinking about it. The universe is truly amazing. Hey look, a shooting star. I've never seen a shooting star before. A shooting star for me is a reminder of the greatness we don't know and the potential we haven't discovered. I think of the people that have come and gone and the love and light that they left behind. You're so poetic. I love the way you see things, Grim. It's fascinating and so beautiful. You're the most wonderful person I've ever met. Come on, Haley. Oh, speaking of stars, I have a question. Is it true that when we see a shooting star, it may have actually fallen millions of years ago? What? No, that's not exactly true. Shooting stars aren't stars at all. They're meteors, a chunk of rock from space. You're seeing them in real time. They're only a couple hundred miles above you. Wow, you know so much. Good thing I read tons of astronomy books back in... Good thing I read tons of astronomy books back in fifth grade. Over the years, it's come in handy. Thank you for a lovely evening, Grim. I hope that starry sky will be in my dreams tonight. Tell me about it tomorrow. Her touch is so pleasant, it gives me goosebumps. Oh, her soft hands and her slender fingers. Sweet dreams, Grim. Night-night, cutie. I wish I could just go to sleep just like Haley. But I have plans for the night, and my first stop is grabbing that flower at the fountain. I love how the magical fountain looks when these flowers bloom. It's a shame to remove them and spoil such beauty. Finding Frida's artifact is clearly more important. What a gorgeous thing! I hope it works as well as it looks. And I can make a potion. I have the flower. What's next? That's right. I should put it in the flask right away. I hope it fits through the bottleneck. Perfect! It would be a cute nightlight by the bedside. I still need Frida's hair. And to find her artifact. The potion is almost ready, but I'm still missing the key ingredient. Frida's hair. It shouldn't be too hard to get some. I hope Frida won't mind me pulling out a strand of her hair for the potion. After all, I'm doing it to save her life. Leona, hey! Glad to see you, Grim. Always happy to hear you in my head. I have an odd request. Can I take some of Frida's hair for a potion? That's not a strange request. I doubt she'll even feel it. Do what you must to save her. She's right there. Here she is. Poor thing. If I didn't know that the Overlord was trying to devour her, I'd think it was a scene from some kinky hentai. Even though it's just a bit of hair, I'm really sorry I have to do this. I hope it didn't hurt. Now I just need to add her hair to the flask, and hopefully something will happen. Just something, please. Any second. Wow, it works. It has to brew for an hour now. Hang in there, Frida. Keep fighting. I'll get you out of his grip as soon as possible. I'm already on my way. You're back. So how did it go? I've got her hair. Now to make a potion and find her seal. You seem to have thought of everything. I wish I could spend more time with you, Grim. But as long as I'm holding the barrier, I cannot be distracted. I'll try to relieve you of that burden as soon as possible. I'm off to brew a potion and find Frida's artifact. Good luck! I hope the potion works the first time. I don't want to have to wait for another flower to sprout. From what author says, the potion is easy to make, so I shouldn't be worried. I can hardly wait for the potion to brew so I can get the seal. Surely Sabrina has a proper cauldron in her classroom. The logical thing to do would be to head over there. Prepare the potion, find the seal, and save Frida. Doesn't sound too complicated. So far, it all seems a little too easy. Compared to what we had to go through to get Gina's seal. Sabrina, I didn't expect to find her in the classroom so late at night. I hope she won't mind me brewing a potion here. Oh, Miss Spellman, I didn't expect to run into you. I thought the classroom was empty now. Hello, Grim, Hello, Grim, I was just finishing cleaning up and lost track of time. Have you come to return my flask of wondrous physics? Not exactly. I came here to brew the potion I took the flask for. Why are you cleaning so late? Has something happened? Carter knocked the cauldron over in class. I've had to mop the whole floor. But that's nothing. Show me the flask, please. I wonder what you're putting in there. Interesting, interesting. That's Lunar Nymphaea, isn't it? But the color's not typical at all. Have you put someone's hair in there? It looks like the hair of a ghost. Oh, now I understand. This potion reveals the secrets of whoever's DNA is in it. Grim, I've wanted to make a potion like that for a long time. I'll help you. Really? I didn't think you would agree to. I didn't think you would agree to. That's great. But Arthur has given you an old-fashioned formula. We have to add another ingredient to the recipe. I'll go and get it. And in the meantime, prepare the cauldron. Sabrina only trusts me with stirring the cauldron. Watching her masterfully add the ingredients is a pleasure. Anyway, I'm sure the potion will turn out perfectly now. Judging by the look on her face, I'm doing my part of the job well enough. It amazes me how passionate Sabrina is about potions. I sometimes think that the sight of a man stirring a potion in a cauldron, well, it excites her. It might. That hour just flew by. I think the potion's ready. Truth be told, I was looking at Sabrina more than the potion. But who am I to judge? I'd rather get Sabrina's opinion. Well, Miss Spellman, have we succeeded? Oh yes, Grim. It looks like an excellent potion. Well done. Thank you very much, Miss Spellman. I don't know what I'd have done without you. It's nothing. The important thing is that you mixed the potion right. And I'm impressed with how you handled it. Good luck in your quest. Thank you. I can finally find Frida's seal with this potion and set her free. But I've done more than enough for today. I'm exhausted. I think Frida can wait till tomorrow. I'm going back to my dormitory. Okay. So here we are, back at the room. Let's look at Lestigram. Okay. Let's see. Alright. Here we go. I'm the girl your coach warned you about. That's my baby. Girl, your smile shines brighter than a gold medal. How nice of you to say so. Alright. Let's be nice. Wow, I didn't know you were a basketball fan. That's so cool. I wonder what happens if you say something else. You are a living, breathing sexual fantasy. My mom following me on Lustigram. Mom, it's just a joke. The girl my coach warned me about, with all respect, I wouldn't say it's something good. Oh, she didn't have anything to say on that. Let's try, I'm gonna stay with flirty. Oh, I like this one. One day I'll be a star and they'll be sorry. You are unreal. You don't have to jump high for people to like you, love you, want to be with you, and notice you. You just have to be yourself and you'll be accepted for who you are. Troll. Pathetic, but aesthetic. Let's not do that. You've always been the coolest kid on the playground. Grim. Okay. We're not playing Puzzling Witches again. Promise. You guys don't come here to watch me play Puzzling Witches. But what is this? Oh, it's that one time we celebrated Yule. Yeah, that was fun. Strangely, it feels like yesterday. If I close my eyes, I can remember every second of it. Not now. We're not going back to that, guys. These strange runes. If I only knew what they meant. Only I knew what they meant. It's closed. She's a sleeping beauty. I'm serious. Her face is peaceful and perfect. How could I just head back to my room? Really? Sorry, Haley. I can't walk away. Not possible. Lot better without a blanket. If I was you, I'd sleep without blankets or even clothes. There's no reason to hide such a beautiful body. Maybe if it's too cold to sleep naked. Oh, Haley. What man could resist your angelic face? You definitely won the genetic lottery. Your soft lips are so sensual and inviting. And what's more, it's your lips specifically. That changes everything. Your young, supple body. I want to taste all of it. Starting from your lips all the way down to your waist. And your breasts. I'm sad you don't sleep naked. The bra is nice, but I really want to see your tits. Thankfully, this barrier isn't hard to get rid of. With some effort. Your smooth and creamy hips. All I can think about is pulling down those cute lace panties. Just thinking of the prize hiding in those panties is driving me crazy. Your skin is so soft. I can feel you tremble from my touch. My hands, they're just moving towards your pussy. Oh, it's so risky, but I can't control myself. That's so hot. Your legs are perfect. All I want is to caress them. Your body is so tempting, Haley. One look is enough for me to act irrational. I can't forget those hips. Like they're nothing special. Are her legs not a living work of art? And her delicate small toes. I want to suck on them. Is that you, Lily? What are you doing up? Shit, she's waking up. Time to leave. What are you doing up so late? Lily? She's probably just sleepwalking. Or I'm still asleep. She thought I was Lily? She's so cute. That's for the best, obviously. Got a good laugh, at least. Now, how to deal with this boner, Yeah, can't waste next time. I'll jerk off right there. For now, I need to relieve myself. Oh, yeah. Whoa! Best feeling ever. Next morning! Sometimes it's hard to get out of bed. This bed is too cozy. Have to get up. Got so many things I need to do. First and foremost, find Frida Seal. With the potion Sabrina helped me to brew, it should be easy. At least I hope so. Alright, I better stop wasting time and get going. I hope Emily won't ask for Arthur's letter this time. I don't want to waste time going back and forward between his office and the library. Fingers crossed. Good morning, Emily. Looking gorgeous as always. Oh, stop it, Grim. I'm blushing. How can I help you? I need to get to the secret room once again. Again? What's that for? Same thing as the last time. Headmaster's task isn't entirely done yet. I'm still having a hard time believing that he gave you his permission. And now you don't even have his letter with you. Why should I believe you? Frankly, Emily, I don't understand why you have doubts. The secret room is pretty dangerous and creepy. Why would anyone try to get in there for nothing? You sound convincing, Grim. But there's actually enough exciting stuff in the secret room. Surely enough to make a naive student want to look around. Maybe, but I need to go there on business for the headmaster. You can ask him yourself. You know what? You're right. I can, and I will. Don't like this new idea of Arthur that students can get to the secret room. Even with special permission, it's still dangerous. I'm gonna go to Arthur and speak my mind. If he confirms that you have permission, you've nothing to worry about. Cool that I have nothing to worry about. We'll see. Come back here in the evening after your classes. I'll talk to Arthur and tell you if you're in trouble. That works for me. Thank you, Emily. See you in the evening. Well, crap. Now I have to wait till evening to get to the secret room. On the other hand, I have plenty of time to visit all my classes. Yay for knowledge, I guess. What's up with her? I've never seen her so sad before. Gabby, is everything okay? Ah, hello, Grim. I'm fine, thanks. Really? Seems to me like you're almost in tears. No, I'm fine, I'm telling you. At least you're alive. At least me? Oh, I think I get it. Crap. Gabby. I miss him, too. You two weren't that close. Well, he wasn't her father, but she doesn't know that part of the story. He saved my life, actually. Sorry, I didn't think about it. Play tough or comfort her? Oh, come on, girl. It's a loss, but life goes on. Damn, I made her cry. Great. Grim, you're a heartless dick. How are you going to soothe her now? And I bet that would backfire on me soon enough. Shit, Gabby, that's not what I meant. Forgive me, please. I acted like a blunt moron. Honey, you need a change. Skip a lesson for once. Let's go to Molly's. I'll get you something sweet. Damn, isn't it a bit much? Oh, doesn't matter. She needs it. Grim, that's very nice of you. But not to Molly's, okay? She'll see me all tearful like this, and I don't want her to. Everyone is in class right now. Nobody will see your tears. Let's go to the fountain. Nobody will notice. You'll clean your face, and I'll get you some yummies, okay? Sounds like a plan. You can always charm a woman with food. Some odd reason that seems to work. Wait here for a moment, okay? Wait here for a moment, okay? So I'll go to the cafe and grab something. Guess I'll need to explain things to Molly, but not now. I'll be back in no time, promise. Here, that'll make you feel better. Only if you'll eat too. I brought it just for you, and I'm not hungry. I insist, only to keep you company. Did she really need company? And does she just want to treat me? Does she like me? Or does she just care about her figure too much? She's got a really nice figure, actually. Thank you, Grim, that really helped. Look, I've never even seen you upset. If something is off this much, you need help with it, no matter the cost. You're sweet. I've met only one person so caring before. The better you are at beating people you don't like, the nicer you could be with those who you don't want to beat. Did the dueling club affect you like that? Are you saying there are more good people here at the academy than I think? Yup. Maybe I should get you another treat. You don't have to. Don't worry. I won't cry anymore. Jacob certainly wouldn't approve of my tears. So you knew each other well? Well enough, yeah. You do kind of look like him. He was charming, too. Not sure if it's good for me to look like him, but she clearly meant it as a compliment. It felt like she knew Jacob a lot better than she wanted to show it. However, since it's a sore subject for her, it's better not to find out more for now. You're one of the strongest fighters I've ever met. Yeah, so you resemble him, too. I hope this praise will comfort her. Again, all thanks to the dueling club. Good thing Ezra took the club, right? At least it'll continue to run. Indeed, but I like Jacob, not only for the club. Ezra would never replace Jacob, and I miss him, too, but he's dead. That can't be helped. Oh, really? What do you mean? What Jacob taught me was never to surrender, even in the face of death. His words. And I'm a Crowhive student. I do believe that death is not the end. Listen, magic can do much, but messing with death is dangerous as hell. It's literally basic magic. Yep. Also, no time reversal and no forcing someone to love you. In reality, do not mess with death is more of a guideline than a rule. Don't you Crowhives tend to obey the rules? And don't you Leonhards tend to laugh at danger? I'm not happy with how this chat with Gabriella is going. Not all Leonhards are the same. Neither are Crowhives. Okay, you have a point. What did you mean when you mentioned that death is not the end? Grim, are you ready to be my ally? Are you ready to be my ally? I have a whole plan. Oh no, I didn't agree to this. You're the best, Grim. I'll do all the research. I'll find something gravely dangerous. I promise I'll tell you. And you'll stop, right? It won't be anything impossible to handle, I'm sure. Gabby, this is unnatural. Don't care. I'm gonna begin researching immediately. You'll see. The next time we meet, you'll definitely agree to help me. Gabriella, is she listening to me at all? I felt so down until you talked to me. I'm not sure the idea is so great. Once more, the dead are... Gonna run. See you later. Why do I think I'll regret it either way? She kisses great, though. I've definitely killed some time here. If but it's still too early to return to the library. I guess my best option is to go to Sabrina's class. It never hurts to learn new recipes. Welcome, class! Today we're going to take a little detour from the syllabus. Lately I've learned of several cases of mesmerizing potion use. It is a very insidious and dangerous potion. And today we will talk about that potion and the one that neutralizes its effects. Take a good look at this potion. This is the mesmerizing potion in question. Do not take this potion if it is offered to you. Under the influence of such a potion, even the most resilient mage loses control over themselves. The effects of the potion are unpredictable and range from rapturous reverence to total submission and sexual lust. And the effect is so strong that it completely drowns out the will and the voice of reason. Right, it looks like that's the kind of potion the elf stole from Emily. No wonder why she was so eager to get it back. But in the process of negotiating, it broke and ended up on Emily herself. Sabrina says it shouldn't be drunk, but judging by Emily, even getting the potion on your skin can have an effect. She acts as if she'd been drugged at the club to think what that potion can do. If even getting it on the skin had that effect on her, what could happen if someone drank it? Amazing stuff, though. Maybe Willow could get me one if I needed it. Know that possessing and using such potions is forbidden on the academy grounds. A student caught with such a potion will be severely punished, perhaps even expelled. Expelled, I guess I won't ask Willow about it after all. Just a moment, let me show you something. This is an essential potion in the context of today's lesson. The vial in my hand is a new disenchanting potion formula. I developed it personally for my dissertation. This potion can cure the effect of the mesmerizing potion in no time. Unfortunately, it has a rather complicated formula to prepare, and few students, much fewer first-year students, can handle it. I keep the potion in the dark desk drawer. Heat from sunlight can ruin it. So since the potion is so challenging to make, I won't bother with the recipe. Anyway, my job today is to warn you. If you notice yourself or a classmate under the influence of the mesmerizing potion, immediately contact me or our nurse, Svetlana, so the appropriate treatment can be administered. Do you have any questions? Yes, Ms. Spellman. How do you know if someone is affected by the mesmerizing potion? You said yourself that the effects of the potion could be unpredictable. Great question, Grace. Your homework will be to read pages 178 to 182 of your textbook. It contains a list of harmful potions and their effects. Beginning on page 178, the symptoms of said potion are described in detail. Thank you, I got it. And this information is for everyone, not just Miss Sherman. I hope you all do the homework assignment. If so, I don't have anything else for you today. Class dismissed. Thank you for your attention and have a good day. Grim, can you hold on a minute? Sure, Miss Spellman. Is something wrong? No, everything's fine. I was just curious about our potion. How'd it go? Did it work? Were there any drawbacks or any sort of hangover? I want all the details. I'm sorry, Sabrina, but I have nothing for you. I still haven't used it. I couldn't get to the place. There were some unforeseen circumstances. But I'm going to go fix that right now. So next time, I promise I'll share all the details. Well, then I look forward to hearing your story. I hope nothing will prevent you from succeeding this time. Good luck, and please be careful with the flask. Thank you. I'll do my best. Emily is back already. I hope she's talked to Arthur. Emily, you asked me to come to the library in the evening, so here I am. Have you managed to talk to Arthur? Yes, I talked to him. I'm so sorry, I doubted you, Grim. If I'd have known the importance of your mission, I'd never... It's all right, really. You were just doing your job. Can I go to the secret room now? Oh, yes, sure. Absolutely. I'll just confirm that I should give you whatever access you need for the mission. Come on, let me open the door for you. It's funny how Emily asks me to look away every time. Even though I can see a piggy bank and she brings a penny for it every time. It's so obvious. On the other hand, if Haley hadn't shown me how it worked, I doubt I'd have figured it out myself. Try not to touch anything you don't need to in here. And on no account should you look in the drawer behind the table. Sure. Alright, I'm back in. Now I need to look for Frida's secret stash. Or I can look in the drawer she mentioned. She warned me not to, so I'm all the more curious. Saving! This must be the drawer she was talking about. Hope I don't get cursed now. Maybe this isn't such a great idea. No way. Well, there's a whole box of weird shit in here. And by the look of it, it's got nothing to do with magic. What have I got here? It's a whole bunch of BDSM stuff. Whips and handcuffs and even a gag. What is this, a picture? Now who's this? Let's take a closer look. I hope it's not some kind of trap. Well, look what we've got here. Now I know why Emily asked me to stay away from the drawer. Miss Earhart, you're a naughty, naughty girl. But that leather outfit, I gotta admit, she looks stunning in it. Who'd have thought she's into leather and whips? Interesting choice of hobby for a librarian. Ooh, you'd be surprised. I never thought about BDSM being one of my kinks, but after seeing this beauty, I might change my mind. I think I'll take the photo as a souvenir. It's a bit risky to take the photo, but I'm sure it'll be an interesting conversation piece with Emily. Now, let's get back to saving Frida. Logically, I'd say that Frida's stash is upstairs somewhere. There's a reason she was so obsessed with telescopes. Hopefully I'll spot something new after taking the potion. I don't know how I was expecting this to taste, but it's actually like drinking your cologne after shaving. I'm gonna be sick. Oh, that's disgusting. Whoa! That wasn't there before. If you want to hide something, stick it in plain sight, right? And if you're hiding it in plain sight, use a crafty invisibility spell. Kudos to Frida, that was smart. The aura around this chest is scary. I'm not sure I want to touch it. But I don't feel threatened by it. Maybe this is what the invisibility spell does. Let's find out. Bingo! The seal! And my arm feels fine, so I guess the spell is not a curse. So far, so good. Easy as a walk in the park. Now I can finally save Frida. She's fighting for her life, and every second counts. So I should go there right now. Okay! So here we are, guys. This is the end of Lust Academy for right now. We will see you next week with more Lust Academy coming up. I'm out.